to the show, Impact Life 24/7. And so I want to thank everybody for joining us. We had some sort of crazy technical glitch. I was talking, and then all of a sudden, nobody can hear me. So we've got Greg Smith, we've got Miss Jasmine McGraven, we've got Coach John, we've got Crew, the Master Sensei from Nine Limb Strikers, and as you can see, I'm CL King with my tight Nine Limb Striker shirt on, and that is due to all of the COVID weight that I've gained. I need Coach John to come back out. And so we're thankful for everyone joining with us tonight on this special Impacting Life 24/7 episode. Typically, our show is Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night at 8:30, but we wanted to have we've heard about a special lady and her story, and we want to share that story with you and give you an opportunity to connect with her and connect with Nine Limb Strikers. They have stepped up in such a major way to be a part of this young lady's journey. And so with that, I would like to welcome to the show Miss Jasmine McGraven. Welcome, Jasmine.
Hello.
All right, so I'm glad that you can hear me now, and welcome Coach John and Crew.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thank you for having us.
All right, and so again, Greg says this is show business, and so the show must go on, even when you don't know what happened. I tell you, I unplugged all my stuff and just plugged it back in. So Jasmine, and we have Jasmine's mother. What is your name, ma'am?
Katrina.
We're so thankful that you're joining with us. And if you could just give us a little bit of background about Jasmine's story. Jasmine, you want to do it, or mom can do it, whichever one. And we'd like to hear about your story and share that with the rest of the world.
Okay. Well, it started in middle school. I was getting sick, and like it felt like the flu, and I didn't know why. And doctors didn't know why until they looked at my kidneys and saw that they were leaking protein. So I went to a nephrologist, and they did a couple of tests, and they did a biopsy of my kidney in like freshman year of high school, freshman, sophomore, and they found lupus in my kidney, and then they found just the general lupus, systemic lupus, all in my body. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been struggling. I've taken steroids. I'm off steroids now, but I was taking them for about 3-4 years straight, and doing that, I wasn't told by a doctor, but doing that caused my hip joints to have a necrosis. So the tissue around my hip joints, some of it's dead, some of the bone is squishy. I have it in my wrist too, and I did have surgery on this wrist where they scooped it out, but all of that kind of went away junior year of high school, and then freshman year of university at Wilmington, I got pneumonia. And so I came home, I came here, and I stayed in at Craven Hospital for about a week or 2 weeks. And the pneumonia caused my lupus, both of them, to come out of remission. And it was then I was told that I would need a new kidney. But they told me I wouldn't need a new kidney until like several years later. But then the next year, so that happened in October of 2019. Mm-hmm. And then February 2020, I went to the hospital, and they didn't tell me until I was in the emergency room for about 3 days that my kidneys were failing. Mm. And we tried everything first, medicine, like a chemotherapy drug through the IV, but nothing seemed to kickstart my kidneys, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And so that's how I ended up on dialysis, and that's where I'm at now.
Oh my. I mean, just so you, had she been dealing with lupus her whole life, or did we just get the diagnosis?
We got the diagnosis in 2014 after they were able to do the kidney biopsy, because they didn't know. We kept going to the emergency room, and they kept saying that, you know, it was flu symptoms, and they really didn't know. until, like I said, she had the biopsy. When the biopsy came back, it showed that she had lupus and two forms of lupus, lupus of the kidney, and then systemic lupus that affects her joints, her body. Like when she gets sick, when we get sick, you know, we kind of bounce back.
Right.
But when she gets sick, it's like twice as bad for her. Actually today it's taken all she has right now to be sitting here right now. She has a walker next to her. And it hits her like that every now and then. There'd be times that she couldn't get out of the car when we go somewhere. And I mean, it's been rough. It's been really rough, but I tell her she's my hero because I mean, I don't know how, but God is thankful. I'm very thankful to God because he keeps us going every day.
Right. And again, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in on this special Impact in Life 24/7 episode. I'm joined by Jasmine McGraven, and she has such a dynamic story. You know, the reason why I instantly resonated and connected with you guys, Jasmine, is because, like I told you in the pre-show, my wife has lupus, and I think a lot of people don't understand how lupus works and what it really is. We didn't know my wife had lupus till one day she started breaking out in all these splotches all over her body.
Mm-hmm.
and we were just like, oh, it must have been, because we had went swimming in a pool, and we were like, oh, it must have been the pool. And kind of dismissed it for a while until she got the diagnosis. So are you able to give us just like a little bit of background on how lupus affects people, Jasmine?
Normally, like you said, you have the splotches, the butterfly rash on your face where your skin gets like that thick and it's just red all right here. Your joints, joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
You're more likely to get sick. Like if someone has a cold, you're more likely to pick it up than someone who doesn't have lupus. Mm-hmm. And then the cold is more likely to affect your body a lot more than a normal person because your immune system is already weak because it's fighting itself, basically. So it has to take on this actual virus sickness, but it's busy fighting itself, so that just sits there and starts being real bad.
Yeah, so you know, Jasmine, we're very, very thankful that you had the courage and you know, God gave you the energy tonight to come on and share your story with us. Because, you know, Mom, in an instant, our lives can be impacted and changed. And
this,
getting the news that you've got lupus is one thing, but then getting the news that you need a kidney transplant is a totally different ball game. Mm-hmm. And so they've kind of expedited the need for her to get a kidney transplant. Is that correct, Mom? Mm-hmm.
That's correct. She's been on dialysis for about a year, going on her second year. You're going on 2 years. You've been on there for a year.
A little over a year. Just a little bit.
So you
and have,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And she also needs
a hip replacement. I need two hip replacements, and I can't really get that done until I get my kidney
transplant.
Right. So I'm in pain most of the time when I walk, but it would be nice to have my hips replaced, but I know it'll be trouble trying to heal from that, do physical therapy, and then also do dialysis for 4 hours, 3 times a week.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So you do have to do you're on dialysis now, huh?
Yes, I do.
And dialysis can drain you as well, can it?
Oh, yes. I come home and sometimes I'm lightheaded. Sometimes if they're not paying attention, I pass out in the chair.
Oh my.
Like I've had moments where I call them over and I'm like, I'm feeling a little lightheaded. And then it just feels like blackness in my eyes just going like this. And then everything gets cloudy in my ears and they have to rush and pump saline fluids into my body because they took too much off. That's happened a few times, and then I get home, or I feel fine at the clinic, and then I drive home, I get home, and I nearly passed out on the front porch because I just felt so weak.
Wow. And this is now the, you know, the new normal, and it shouldn't be like this. And, and, you know, hearing about the need for Jazlyn to she needs a kidney. There's some roadblocks that you've ran into, correct, Mom? That, you know, in other words, medical insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, and all that would help, but because Jazlyn isn't able to go to school, is that one of the roadblocks?
Yes, because I'm out of school, I can't go to school. My main insurance that I've depended on for like all my life will be taken away because I'm not in school. And so I don't know what will happen after that, because I'm used to being able to afford these things for my medical condition.
Right.
So it's a little scary.
So again, thank you guys for tuning in, Impacting Life 24/7. I'm joined by Miss Jazlyn McRaven. She is a very brave young lady. Well, of course, we have her mom there out of New Bern, North Carolina. And Jazlyn is in a desperate need, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're having a special show. And we have assembled some folks that decided that they wanted to join this fight with Jazlyn. Charity, I put that link in the chat, but I need you to copy that and post it again and throughout the show. I've put a link in the show, ladies and gentlemen, for how you can immediately get involved in helping Jazlyn with this journey. You know, she's too weak. She's too the condition that she's facing is got her in a condition or a state where she can't go to school. So her medical insurance is not going to be able to kick in. The cost of a kidney transplant, what are we looking at, Mom?
The first one, they told us the range is between $30,000 and $65,000. So we started at the bottom of that range, hoping that we could at least, because she'll have to have multiple kidney transplants due to her age, because she's only 20. Down the road, she'll need more, but we'll fight that battle when we get there. So we're just trying to get enough money to help with this first kidney transplant that we hope will happen soon.
So when you say she's going to need more, in other words, she's going to need both kidneys replaced?
Well, I actually have, everything would be fine if I had two normal, well, if I had kidney and one, lupus in one kidney and the other one was fine, but I was born with a kidney behind my pelvic bone. So it's really little and it's not really that good. Right. So I'll have to have just the one with the lupus replaced, because the other one works a little bit. It's fighting, but because of my age, I'll have multiple.
So, you know, people have heard, you know, Mom has been very private, which we respect that. We respect your privacy, Mom. And we understand that Mom didn't really want to go and tell about what Jazlyn was going through. And I'm very similar. I'm a private person. I know everybody thinks I run my mouth and I'm public, but I'm really actually very private. So I can identify with that, Mom. But the word got out that Jazlyn and Mom needed some help. And it filtered up to my vice president and executive producer of the show, Greg Smith. And you guys know Greg, you know, he's the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Create an Evidence Room. But he's also a man that when he hears about a need, he's going to attack it. So, Greg, how did you get involved?
Chris, it was easy for me to get involved, truthfully, after hearing my good friend Longmire, because we both work at the police department.
Right.
And one of my other coworkers came down and said, hey, I hope you don't mind that I told Officer Longmire to ask you to do something for her. And so I was like, well, that's weird. Why wouldn't Officer Longmire ask me herself? Uh-huh. So I went up to visit Officer Longmire on second floor because she's a recruiting officer for the department. Mm-hmm. And she told me the story. My heart dropped. And initially, she didn't know that I was going to do it anyway. But I told her, let me check out this website, do some research, and I'll find you somebody that will do it. And I called her on a Sunday. I called Coda first, got a hold of the reps. Me and Lauren talked for like 30 minutes. So that Sunday, after learning about it that Friday, I called Longmire and I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, Chris, for me and you do something, Coach John, we give 100%.
Right.
And I put everything else to the side because, hey, impact in life, man, 24/7.
You know, Greg, I really appreciate that. And as Greg put this story out, because we saw it and we've shared it on our page and in our Leadership Institute and many other places, but a friend of ours, two friends of ours, two very cool friends of ours, two very dangerous friends of ours, by the way. we have our friends that are joining with us, as you can see, our shirts that we're wearing tonight, Nine Limb Strikers. They heard about Jazlyn's story. And I've been blown away by how much they have jumped in head first into this mission of trying to raise funds to help Jazlyn. You know, the sensei there is Master Crew, and she is she's been on our show before. She's a three-time world champion Muay Thai fighter and champion. She's a dynamic champion. She's a new mother. Congratulations, Crew. Congratulations. And, you know, Crew, tell us a little bit about Nine Limb Strikers and also a little bit about this mission that you guys are doing.
Yes, Nine Limb Strikers is a martial arts school. We offer kid class, adult class, and we also offer after school program. How I heard about this is from Coach John, our big man over here. So he kind of sent out this message, you know, hey, I think you came across CL King and Greg talk about helping this young lady. You know, I really, really want to do it. And then, you know, I starting to look into it. I think that's how we started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, Coach John, who's been kind of the forward front facing leader of what Nine Limb Strikers is doing. I'm going to let Coach John tell you about the initiative that he's got going on, the raffle, and the giveaways that they're doing at Nine Limb Strikers to help raise some money for this dear sweet lady, Jazlyn. Coach?
Okay, yeah, so like Crew said, and I got to always say, she's too humble. When she sees a problem, the first thing she always comes to me, because I'm a little more connected in the community with my job as an educator. She wants to know how we can help.
Right.
And we decided, you know what? We're firm believers and stick with what you know. I know boxing, not much else. We decided to do a boxing camp May 1st. We've had success from in the past, and it's 3 hours. We teach the kids the basics of boxing. We put it out there. We want parents to, we're really involved in the community. We want parents to engage with us.
Right.
This young lady, I'm going to say this, and I think I can speak for Crew, is a very brave lady. Her and I both in our time have stared across the ring at people who want to literally put us on our rear ends. And I tip my hat at how brave Jazlyn and her mother have been through this. So, I mean, the story captured my heart. As you can tell, she's a very engaging young lady, and her mom's a very engaging person. So we wanted to help. Mm-hmm. We put together a boxing clinic, and like I said, it's May 1st from 9 to noon, $25, get your kid in there. They're in the basics of boxing. We have fun with them. At the end of it, they get to spar with me, which always sounds like a great idea until I realize I have to do a round with 35 to 18-year-olds, and then I realize how old I actually am. And we've also decided, you know, a lot of people can't reach out, but they want to help. Or they don't have the time, so they want to help. So we decided we're going to throw a raffle in. We're doing raffles, and the things we're raffling off is, first and most importantly, and again, too humble to mention it, you get one lesson with a three-time Muay Thai world champion. This is something that people, I'm going to go ahead and say it, we have gentlemen that travel through here to seek her out, to work with her. They'll come in for a couple of days on business. You can get private lessons with me. You get you can win a one lesson package. You can win a 5 lesson package or a 10. A company I deal with, Venom Boxing, sent a pair of gloves, very nice gloves for us to raffle off. And I was even blown away by the Down East Wood Ducks who got a hold of me, the baseball team in Kinston. they're like, what can we do? I said, you know, I took a shot in the dark and said, I would like two tickets to raffle off. They didn't send two. They sent four reserve tickets for Jazz. And they went above and beyond. So I have to acknowledge them. And again, crew, too humble to mention, is also putting up week memberships to Nine Limb Strikers. You can come join us for a week and see what we're about. And I tell you, like I told CL, if you can't get here to get tickets, we have a Venmo account. We have a Cash App account. We have a PayPal account. I'll even drive to your house to get you. At this point, our goal is to get as much as we can to help this very sweet and engaging young lady. I even jokingly said to a parent, and I mean this, I don't ask why, I own a full caveman costume. For 100 raffle tickets, I'll publicly embarrass your child in a caveman costume to help this young lady out. Like I said, it all goes back to her. When she sees an issue in the community, who comes to me and the first thing she asks is, how can we help?
Right. Well, you know, Coach John, Greg and I have been there with you all. We've got a video somewhere out there in the archives of Greg and I working with y'all. And
I got it.
Yeah, we probably should have a best of night and post that video because it's so funny. But let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Coach John is a gentleman. He is he made Greg and I feel like we were Mike Tyson when he was coaching us. So kind, and he works with young people and students. So you know that, and as an educator, you know that he's got to have a patience of Job. But I'm so thankful for you, Coach John, and for you, Master Crew, for being willing to put your, you know, this is their brand, right, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And you only get one chance to make a good impression on your brand. And they put their brand out there for needs in the community. And I want you guys to connect. If people wanted to call or come by, is there a way that we can do that, Coach?
Yes, you can come by. We are located by New Bern High School, 3966 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You can also give us a call, 252-658-1339, asking about program. If you can't sleep at night, like 2:00 in the morning, don't call me. Yeah, that happened before.
I am, as for me, if you need to reach me for tickets, or like I said, I mean it. If you want me to, if you have cash and want to order tickets, I will bring them to you. You can find me on Instagram at Boxing with Coach John. I have a Facebook page, Coach John Orr. You can find me there. If you need tickets and want to get cash, I'll meet you somewhere. We have a 2,000 roll of raffle tickets, and I don't want to have any left come May 1st.
Awesome. And I'm just looking on the website. I posted that link in there. Charities posted it, and I just posted it again for how you can contribute to Jazlyn's transplant. Right now, they've got about $7,800 raised, and the initial need is of $30,000. So, you know, I've had needs, medical needs in my life. I'm sure all of you all have, but it's something when you need a medical intervention, and finances are standing in the way. So I'm asking everyone that watches this show, all of our podcast listeners in the 33 states and 10 different countries, we're asking for your help tonight. You can also, you can connect with us on multiple ways. You're hearing how John tells you, hey, listen, any way you want, he'll fly to where you are and get you some raffle tickets. But also you can go to that website that we have in the link there. It's coda.org/campaigns/coda for Jazlyn's fight/blog/our-story. Now that's a long link there. And I'll put that in our podcast link because our podcast listeners can't see what we're doing. So when I post it in our live chat, they can't see that. So I want to make sure that everybody can participate we're asking everyone that if you would share this tonight's episode, because we truly want to help Jaslyn get to that $30,000 goal and be able to have a kidney transplant. Now, Mom, how long, let's say she had $30,000 today. What is there a kidney available for Miss Jaslyn?
She actually has someone in the process right now that's in the stage of finding out if both of their kidneys are okay so that they're able to donate. So that's where we are right now. Okay. And we're praying that. Go ahead.
We did have one donor way back in like August, and we got to the very end only to find out that she had kidney problems too, so she couldn't donate. So my best friend actually, she was the first one to offer to donate. And she is doing the workup right now. Our blood types a match. Nothing reactive would happen if I were to get her kidney. Uh-huh. But right now, at the end of May, we'll find out if her kidney is okay to donate, if it's safe. And that's what we're waiting for, which is really scary.
Yeah. Well, let's pray about that, because we believe that, and then if somebody's willing to, that's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, really, you know, the nature of giving. You know, we have heard so much in the past year about being away and being separated and being isolated, and all that was necessary to attack this virus. But at the end of the day, we can't be separated when we have needs. We can't be distant from the needs. And when you hear something like this, it really should activate us to get involved. You know, Coach John, how long have you been boxing, brother?
I have a split career. I started as a teenager, and I tell people, I'll be real with you. I started when I was 15 at the Police Athletic League in Tampa, Florida, and I'll say a misguided kid. And I joke and I say my mom dropped me off and told me to meet them there before I met the police on the street. I took a break in my early 20s, had a family, joined the military, and came back in about 3 years ago. I never really left the game, but physically I've gotten a little older. It's amazing how quick Father Time catches up on you.
Yeah.
But on and off since I was about 15 years old, I've always been a student of it, actively practicing and being engaged. And I've spoken to Master Crew. I'm at the age now, in the time of my life now, I'm drawing myself more to teaching. And I always say, and I honestly believe, I'm not looking for championship fighters. I'm looking for championship young men and women. And if I'm lucky enough to get a prodigy or a championship fighter, I'm lucky. But I use it more of, it kept me out of places I shouldn't have been in Tampa, Florida when I was 16, 17 years old.
Right. Yeah, and let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Coach John is being very humble, but I watched him hit the bag, and I was scared. I said, listen, just make sure you hit the bag and don't miss and hit me.
So, I wasn't hitting the bag. I was settling down from the thunder Greg brought. I was trying to slow the bag down from the thunder the hands of stone brought.
You know, just as a parody, we will post that video later on in the week as showing you what Nine Limb Strikers is about and how kind they are. And Master Crew, you know, when Coach John talks about teaching, and you're a teacher now, how was that transition from going from a teacher, I mean, from an active participant in the discipline to being a teacher? How was that transition for you?
Well, it's a big, transformation, I would say. Being a fighter, you know, you focus on your task, your job. This is the fight coming up. I focus on it. So you have one task. Now, being a teacher, you have hundreds of students, mm-hmm. and you know, you look out for them, you care for them, you going above and beyond. Your students have limitation, you know, like someone coming in with said knee surgery or they're like overweight, there are things that you should and shouldn't do. So as an instructor, you have to do all of that homework. When being a fighter, you got one job. You know what you're supposed to do when you get into the training room.
Right. Wow, that was powerful, Coach. I mean, Master Crew. And here's what I want you guys to know. Nine Limb Strikers has put up, because we got a $30,000 need that we need to help Jaslyn with. We're so blessed to have Jaslyn McRaven on. She has been living with lupus. She's been fighting, and that's why we brought some fighters on here. We brought a prize fighter in Coach John and a three-time world champion in Master Crew. And we're thankful that you guys are connecting with us, because Jaslyn, guess what? You're a fighter too, sweetheart. And we are now in the virtual life ring with you, and we want to help in this fight. And so, Greg, you're leading the charge. You're helping kind of be the point person for the fundraising endeavors.
Yeah, Chris. And I want to say that there are other coworkers that I recruited, Sergeant Paul Brown and Sergeant William Hollowell, and a faithful lady that attends Without Limits, who is also doing a fundraiser for us on May 14th. They're selling spaghetti dinners. And one of the church members there is Miss Barbara Lee Jones.
Okay, I know Barbara Lee. Yeah. So we got May
14th. Not that Barbara Lee.
I know the other one. Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. Oh, good.
There's a couple Barbara Lees out there.
And Chris, the other fascinating thing, I know we posted the link, but for those of you that can't really click on the link, you can actually visit the organization itself, Children's Organ Transplant Association. Mm-hmm. And when you get to the website, scroll all the way down to find a family. And if you type in New Bern's zip code 28562, Jaslyn's picture will show up. And then you'll have another opportunity to donate that way.
All right. Jaslyn, did I put the wrong link in the chat? Is that the wrong link? Because I got it off the website.
You can use that link, but Coda also gave me a shorter link.
A shorter link, okay.
And it's Coda in all caps, for, and the rest is lowercase, the word for, F-O-R, jaslynsfight.com.
All right, so I just took your comment and I pinned it to the group chat. So again, it's Coda, all caps, C-O-T-A, lowercase for jaslynsfight.com, and you spell Jaslyn J-A-Z-L-Y-N-S fight.com.
Yes.
So we got that pinned in there now, Jaslyn. So Stacy Ross says to continue to fight. And I want everyone that hears and watches the replay, I want you to type in the chat for us, fight for Jaslyn. Fight for Jaslyn. And Coach John, you're offering $25 boxing camp. Is that what that was, Coach?
It is $25 a child.
Mm-hmm.
It is from 9 to noon on May 1st. It mm-hmm. will give, like I said, it'll give your kids, we'll teach them the basics of boxing and what we're about. It's, I always sell it like this. Mom, Dad, you get 3 hours of peace and quiet from your kids. And you know, Dad, yeah, I'm a parent of three. Just put it out there. So we ask you to stop the car and actually drop them off. Don't talk to grown ups out there.
And Chris.
Yeah, man.
I believe that we had some private citizens give us four spots, John. I know I had two. You had two.
Yes, sir. We did have two private citizens. And I mean, I will mention mine by name because he's another great community leader. Mr. Dave Cacavaro was one of the first people to reach out to me and say, I want two spots. My children can't make it, but two children can go.
Wow.
Great man. He's like, just find two kids who want to go. Wow. And I wanted to publicly acknowledge him again and thank him for that generosity.
Wow.
And same here, Cynthia West. Thanks. She's also a former co-worker of ours. She still works for the city, and she donated two spots to turn to Impact in Life so that we could give away the two spots from the CL King show, Impact in Life 24/7. I have two kids lined up for that.
Yeah,
so we talking.
And listen, I'm just going to tell you now, it is not just some. I felt, you know what, when I had my, what did we spend together, John? 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes.
I'm not sure, but Greg sent me a text saying, tell them we went 15 rounds. you spent about 30 minutes with us.
We did it, and it was so fun, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, like, I really felt, I mean, I'm 46 years old, so I can't use that as an excuse, because Mike Tyson was, what, 54 when he got back in the ring? But I felt like when I left there, I felt like I had learned something. Coach John was super patient with us, and he made us feel like what we were doing was productive, even though when you go back and look at the video, I don't know what we were doing. And so I really would love for you guys to share this video, share it across all of your platforms. They've got Nine Limb Strikers is offering a couple different things. The raffles, tell us about the raffles, raffle tickets again, John.
All right, one more time. They are one for $1. For $3, you get 5. For $10, you get 12 tickets. We'll give you 25 for 20. We are auctioning or raffling off several things. Like I said, the biggest prize for me is a private one-on-one lesson with her. It's a wealth of knowledge. I might even throw my name in to win that. You can get one lesson with me. It's an hour private lesson. You can get a 5-lesson package with me again. They're an hour of private lessons. You can get a 10-lesson package with me again. Private lessons, one-on-one. We get your goal. We figure it out. Crew is generously offered a Nine Limbs t-shirt as a prize. A few week memberships in Nine Limbs Strikers. Like I said, Venom. A set of nice black patent leather Venom boxing gloves. And like I said, again, the generosity of the Kinston baseball team, the Texas Rangers affiliate, the Downeastwood Ducks. I'm a fan of them. I go to games. They contacted me with, what can we do? And like I said, I took a shot in the dark thinking, you know, they probably wanted to offer a t-shirt. I said, how about 2 tickets? They, again, put up 4 reserve tickets, nice. Which is the generosity of that blew my mind, of how kind that was. So it's, again, it's became a community thing. Well, and these are all going to be given away. You do not have to be present to win. I'll contact you. And again, if I got to meet you somewhere to hand your prize to you, I will.
Awesome. Well, Coach John, my wife, who is an entrepreneur herself and a business owner, she says in the chat that Southern Designs by Charity will donate 2 spots for the camp. For the
Oh, wow. Thank you.
We'll get that to you.
Yes, that is absolutely awesome. Southern Designs by Charity. Thank you so much for your generosity. That is awesome.
And let me just say this. I saw this, Jaslyn, that, you know, I saw this in the write-up that sometimes people think they've got, you know, they can only, if they can't give 25 or 30 or 50 or whatever, then they can't participate. But every dollar adds up. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yes, every dollar, every share you do. It adds up, because if you can't donate at all, even a dollar, sharing it, someone that you know or someone that sees that post might be able to donate a dollar or more, and then the cycle continues.
Right. That's awesome. So, Mom, you've been in law enforcement for how long?
I've been with New Bern for going on 16 years.
Okay.
So, New Bern Police Department.
So you're an actual police?
Yes.
Officer. Nice. So, listen, I know Greg works there with you. And, you know, them forensics guys, they're kind of slick. So you got to keep your eyes on Greg Smith, don't you? Don't you, Mom?
No, we love Greg. He's awesome. He's very knowledgeable of what he does. So we're very appreciative of all that he does.
Oh, I know, man. He's been keeping me in check for the last 12, 13 years. So I definitely love that man. So, Jaslyn, you told us about you were trying to go to school, Wilmington, right?
Yes.
So when you get back to school, we're not going to say if, we're going to say when you get back to school,
yep.
What are you going to be studying and what's your goals?
I have so many more ideas other than biology, because over the past 2 years, I've become interested in pathology and forensics and everything. Watch out, Greg. I've become interested in that. But I've also been crafting a lot more, and I've always, since like elementary school, dreamt of being an art teacher or something like that. And so maybe I'll become an art teacher for elementary schoolers or something. And then have my hobby reading pathology. That way I can keep it safe and tucked and something I love and not something I do for money.
Right.
And get tired of it.
Well, if you do something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And so I want to thank again our friends at Nine Limb Strikers. You see these guns right here. Don't be scared, Coach John. You know, I know I'm
sorry. I didn't know what you're saying. Stretching my back out from sitting in the desk all day.
And so we thank Coach John. He's an educator. Yeah. Can you give the school that you teach at, John? Is that okay?
Yes, I will. I teach at VHJ McDonald Middle School.
Yes. He's got a lot of patience because he's a middle school teacher. What grade?
I love every second.
What grade, Coach John?
I'm a sixth grade teacher.
Oh, he gets them right when they're fresh out of they come right into his boot camp, man.
you know, and somebody asked me, is it any different teaching boxing than teaching school? And really, no, you have to know what they need and what they want. And I'm an avid believer that you need to show, if you want them to care about what you're teaching them, you've got to be interested in what they're interested in, or you've got to take interest in it. So it's no different than being on the floor. I have kids come in, you know, it's kind of funny. I mean, I'm gonna show my age, but when I was coming up, everybody wanted to be Mike Tyson.
Right.
I mean, I wanted to be Marvin Hagler, God rest his soul, but whatever. Right. Now these kids want to come in and be the next Floyd Mayweather. Can you teach me to fight? And it's, you've got to understand, look, I know that's what you want, but you've got to master this first. And that's a lot like being in the classroom.
Awesome. Well, you know, Jaslyn, we are going to continue to produce this show. We're going to run it several times, and we're asking everyone that can to share. And if you would like to donate, you see the link there, and that's a way that you can contribute. CodaForJaslynsFight.com. And that's the way you can connect with her. Coda is capital. Also, you can connect with our friends at Nine Limb Strikers. And Master Crew, give us the address and telephone number again. You don't get to get away without saying something.
3966 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, New Bern. Phone number 252-658-1339. 658. Go ahead. Oh, sorry. You can send us message. Coach John and I have our professional account, and we have business account. You can send us in any source from Instagram, Facebook, call, text, email. We'll get back to you as long as you want to do the donation.
Absolutely. Like I said, I will meet you if you need tickets. I'll meet you someplace. I mean, when I say I'll embarrass your children in a caveman costume if it gets us money. Mrs. King, just let me know.
get those raffle tickets, ladies and gentlemen. I think we hear the music, and I think I know what happened. Facebook has changed a lot of their stuff, y'all. That intro music that I was using when we first started the first time, I got permission to use that from that gospel artist, but Facebook doesn't recognize it and it blocks it. So they any commercial music now, they're starting to mute it. So that's why you guys couldn't hear me. That really burns me up, but that's okay. Guess what? We still got the show done anyway.
Yep.
You know, Jaslyn, when you meet roadblocks, you just go around them. You step over them. You crush them. Yeah. And you know, Jaslyn, we're going to believe God that Kenny's going to be a match. We're going to believe that people are going to come from all corners of the globe to help you in this fight. We need $30,000, ladies and gentlemen. And we're not shy about asking because the need is real. This is a show about impact. We don't have Pampered Chef consultants on here. We don't do any of that. We're interested in people. Now, God bless you if you do Pampered Chef. But we're interested in people that are making an impact on other people's lives. Here's what I'm going to do. Because I like him so much, and this is the way we always end our show, I'm going to ask Coach John to give Jaslyn a word of encouragement before we go.
You know, it's hard to actually encourage somebody who's, what a positive influence. But I'm going to tell you one thing that was given me. You are not sure what you want to do in your life. The word of encouragement I can give you is follow your heart. And if you follow your heart, I promise you, when you get better and graduate from UNC of Wilmington, you will know what you want to do.
That's right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mom. We salute you as a protector and server in your community. She's a 16-year veteran police officer. And Jaslyn is such a sweet young lady. And we're going to continue to get your message out. You can contact my man, Greg. You guys know where Greg's at. I give his number out all the time. 626-8987. And look, he don't have a flip phone. He's actually got a smartphone. Greg used to have a flip phone. So, Coach John, we'll get that money to you probably the same way I did before for the Southern Designs. We'll get that to you this week. And everybody else, if you want to contribute, we gave you a ton of ways to connect with us. We hope that you would, and we're so thankful. Jaslyn, we love you. We appreciate you, and we thank you for continuing your fight, okay?
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
You guys take care, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so you guys can let yourself out of the room, and I'll take you out, and you guys know how to do that. Greg, you can stay there for a minute. Coach John, we'll talk to you soon, brother. Thank you.
Thank you guys for everything. We appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless you. And so, Greg, it's just me and you, brother.
Just me and you, buddy. And Chris, I want to say, look, man, you are the man. You use this platform tremendously. You give a voice to the voiceless. You're reaching so many people. I'm honored to be your best friend. I'm honored.
Yeah, I'm honored to have you, brother. And this just, you know, it gets overwhelming. You think about it, man. This young lady can't, you know, the pain that she's going through keeps her out of school. So that changes her insurance capacity. You know, she could have the insurance if she was able to go to school, but I mean, Lord, she needs two hip replacements and the kidney transplants, and she's battling lupus. And ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, lupus attacks you, it attacks your body. It's your body attacking itself. And we're gonna help this young lady, Greg, and we're gonna push this through. Looking forward to being out there with Coach John and them May 1st for their boxing camp and clinic that they're giving away $25 for several hours of boxing with him. And you Greg you're a uniter of people, man, so let's just continue to get this message out, okay, brother?
Let's do it, sir.
All right guys, well listen, that's Impacting Life 24/7. That's a wrap for us today. We will close out the week tomorrow. I've got a guest on. If you're dealing with autism or you know someone dealing with autism, my guest tomorrow lives with autism and is thriving. So he's going to talk about that. It's going to be a really interesting show, and we look forward to hearing from him. But in the meantime, if you would like to donate to this cause, go to codaforjaslynsfight.com or reach out to Greg, 626-8987, area code 252, and we'll get you hooked up. Thank you so much. Thank you, Greg. Love you, man.
Thank you, man. Love you, brother.
All right. Have a good night, y'all.